Hi, this is Duke from the Vandals, and you're listening to Fun Oldies on Herb Day Radio.
Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Stockings, turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby.
Christmas,
and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas, Christmas.
Well, you've been a real good little girl. Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas. Christmas, Christmas,
my sister Karen Miller and I grew up together, and she would go through the house singing these songs. And as a kid, I'd go, "Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it." And she would not stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Do you ever request this?
I'm trying to find something online.
You're trying to find something online? I mean, I hope it has something to do with music.
Sugar.
I'm sorry?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
No. It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You are my candy girl.
Oh, yeah, sugar,
and
sugar,
you got
yeah.
Me wanting you.
Well, you know, one of the problems with getting to my age is you can't hear. I wasn't sure what she was asking for. Well, thank you for.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I need assistance. Anybody else have a request? Anybody? Ben, come on up.
That Neil guy, what's his name?
Diamond?
Yeah, that's it. You thought I was going to say Young.
Yeah, I thought so. That's exactly what I was thinking. Neil Diamond.
I'm not sure about the words on it.
I don't remember that song.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Oh, that's it. Loving him. Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue, that guy too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me girl that'll stay and won't play games behind, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I had it to hear being where
love's a small thing, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl to love me, right or wrong, weak or strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find a girl that'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man. Find me a girl that'll stay and won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man. Oh,
yeah. Thank you.
Great tune.
Thanks.
Great tune. When you put together a show for the Vandals, what criteria do you look for? Does the show change, or do you have set shows from that you do? Maybe a series of five that you do, or how does that work out?
We pretty much have a set list that we work off of. And then, depending on how everybody's feeling, we'll intermingle different
really?
Songs. Yeah.
So it's never. I mean, sometimes it's on the fly.
We have room for ad lib at any point.
Do
there, there are times when we'll call an audible. We'll be on stage, and somebody look at me and say, "I can't do this song." So I'll turn around and holler to the band, "We're either going to skip that or put something else
oh,
in."
Oh, cool!
And so I'll look at the drummer. So I'll make eye contact with him. Everybody in the band's usually watching.
Yeah.
So if they see something, then they're caught up. But wherever the next song is, as I'm walking over, I'll tell each person that I pass. And then hopefully the other ones are going to tell it. But they'll usually look to me and say, something's going to change here, or I can't do this or that. So then I'll decide on the spot whether we're skipping it or adding something else in.
Well, that's kind of how you can tell when you have a well-oiled machine.
It works.
Comes together.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't think it works, but you don't really see it out front.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
All the little things that we see, you probably wouldn't pick up. But there's a lot of little things that happen on stage, and we have a lot of fun with each other on stage, though, too. There's always eye contact and little things that we do. Since I don't smile on stage and I don't do much talking, I've started to do a little more. But I basically don't do much talking. I'll whisper things in their ears. As we're going by, and I'll say something that may have happened, something might have happened early that will strike a chord that will get them, and then they're constantly doing things to me to try to make me laugh because they want me to laugh, and I will do my darndest not to give them that satisfaction.
I was fascinated to find out when we spoke before that the banter back and forth is not necessarily planned.
No, there's room for ad lib. I never know if they're going to do the joke they did the night before, or if it's something new. It can go wherever it goes. Since with the different characters, it's fun having the different characters because they can do their antics, whatever, and then when I'm tired of listening to it, I can stop it.
And it has gone
awry. It's gone long. Sometimes it's gone long, but if we're getting the laugh, then it's good. When I feel that we're, okay,
yeah.
we've gone too far,
right.
Then I can come in with my character and I grab the tall guy and pull his shirt way up above his head. And I hear I'm standing a head below him. But, of course, that seeing the small guy pick on the big guy.
Yeah.
When he could pick me up and throw me anywhere, it's always kind of a funny situation to see.
In today's world of entertainment, it seems that the only way that some people think they can get a laugh is with blue humor.
Yeah.
And you don't do that.
We don't go there.
Yeah. It's just not necessary, is
no,
it?
No, there's no need for it. And we're a family show.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a little innuendo, but you got to be careful with that, too. You don't want to overdo that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that can get overdone, too.
Right. And I'm sure that your audience would let you know very quickly.
Oh, we do. We get told all the time,
yeah.
You know, if something would happen. I mean, I made it sound like it happens all the time. It doesn't. But whenever something does happen like that, we would do the skit where we dress up as girls. And we'd have people walk through, and they didn't have any context of the show, and they would complain to the front desk that, what are those women doing up on stage? They're dirty as crap. And we're guys up there on stage, you know, and they didn't mean dirty. They just meant we were terrible with what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, but they didn't get it in context. But you and we learned right off the bat that we don't do the girls at a fair or festival, because the kids would come up and they just made it bad, nasty.
Really?
And it happened one time, and after that I said, never again. Yeah. We will not do this in that forum. We'll do it in an enclosed situation.
Right. Back with more after this. You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio. If you were giving away $100 bills and no one knew about it, you'd still have them all at the end of the day. Hi, I'm Herb Day. Let me tell potential customers and clients about your business or product. You know advertising works, and if you're hearing this message, you know people listen to the fun oldies on Herb Day Radio. And listen, I promise the investment in advertising your product on Herb Day Radio will be much lower than you might expect. I hope you'll at least give me a chance to earn your business. If you advertise your business on Herb Day Radio, there will be a lot of people exposed to your business. Call me today at 937-402-7308 or 937-661-6110. That's 937-402-7308 or 937-661-6110. Herb Day Radio. Let me be a part of your success. Let me ask you, are you enjoying Stacy? I think that means yes.
Thank you. Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sighs. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Thank you. I didn't expect that.
Well, you never know what might catch on. Oh, man, that is fantastic. Stacy, we've enjoyed you so much.
Oh,
really
thank you.
Have. You think it'd be a good idea to do this again sometime? Huh? I got to be honest with you, with the scheduling of the holidays, this was one of those things where, I mean, it came down quick. We didn't have the time to plan that we would like to. And I think this was put together in like 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, it was quick, yeah.
And we were trying to get Stacy's schedule together with ours and with Dale's. And this is our way of saying thank you to those of you who have been so loyal to us since we came on the air back in July. We love you. And we just want you to know this is a small way of saying thank you for being there for us. And we appreciate you so much. We really do, and all of our friends. Kyle, I want to thank you for coming with Dad, and we appreciate your talents and your time so much. And Stacy, why don't we work you like a mule, and have you do one more for us? Would you like one more from Stacy?
Trying to think.
I can
see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Even dark clouds that have had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, oh bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, oh bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, oh bright, bright sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, there's nothing but blue sky. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that have had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, oh bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, oh bright, bright sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright, oh, bright, sunshiny day. Woo! Thank you.
Stacy Deuce Todd.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, Herb.
There you go.
Ah, thank you. See, that's that warm feeling I was talking about.
Thank you for listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio. An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd was sponsored in part by Fairway Independent Mortgage, Sarah the Mortgage Pro in Hillsboro, Mama's West Main Street Diner in Hillsboro, and by McPherson's Auto Detailing in Allensburg. On behalf of the family at Herb Day Radio and all our sponsors and advertisers, we wish you a very Merry Christmas from America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio.